I guess not down here, but it is a, you know, Camp David, so you may have a white scene up there. Can't bring it back this afternoon, huh?
I'm doing extra space for it, and for it, mentioned it before, I said, sure. I'm gonna see him, which I don't know a lot of others, but I don't know some other people.
Fascinating to see what the television does with his arrival, and whether they use that line or not.
What's your courage?
The courage to make the difficult decisions. He couldn't have, boy, if he ripped the line for him, he couldn't have done it better.
Cuts him on, for him to say, because he's got a lot of heat in his country. He's got a lot of heat in his country.
That was good. Testimonies, you know, of the things that they, like the other guy that Congress Congressman did exactly the right thing. Myers told about the little girl praying in her hospital bed. That's what they're supposed to do, and give a little of the history of the prayer breakfast. Couldn't help but think, you know, that guy is the living image of Hubert Humphrey. Looks, huh?
Who
Myers. He looks like him. He talks like him.
I'll be that. He probably does.
I just sat there thinking, you know, there 30 years ago or 20 years ago was Hubert Humphrey. It's the same sort of verbose pomposity.
Well, you know, when you stop and think like that, today we get Robin's really very good about it. You know, he really thinks of the prayer thing like he's in a good play. But that he thing was damn good.
Oh, yeah.
I hope that is used. The prayer things we've known, we've done it before, they've never been used before. Well, I say never been used. One minute. It's often said that it's important. Remember, that's why we said help.
You get it. But it's...
But it's a message to those people who come. Why the hell they come? I don't know. It's one of the greatest promotions that the world's ever seen. That's a promotion that is as cynical, as cold-blooded as the communists invited to a peace conference.
It's really something.
It's a promotion of
But boy, they're all there. The same. That probably...
3,000.
Is the non-official function, accepting things like the inauguration or an address to the joint session or the State of the Union, stuff like that. Other than that, is probably the single greatest accumulation of power that there ever is in this country. And it's hard to figure why.
Do you think I should do it every year?
I really don't. You know, we've got to change the name to the National Prayer Breakfast instead of the Presidential Prayer Breakfast.
Isn't the way not to do it, or it used to be a way.
Yep.
Or something. I really can't
be in town and avoid it.
That's right.
There's no
way. But I sure as hell think be a way. I can just plan a trip.
But you got to get to those bastards. I'll tell you, they send the invitation out about 6 months ahead of time, saying you're invited to join the President and Mrs. Nixon at the National Prayer Breakfast before we even know the date of it.
It doesn't make any difference, but you know, I was just thinking that after the shot of the Saudi dinner last night, I had to work for 3 hours worth of British visit and then prepare the arrival remark for him this morning, prepare the remark for the day I've heard about this man, which was up at 7 o'clock. You know, do a Saudi dinner, go to bed after midnight, get up at 7 o'clock, be over there to that darn breakfast today.
You got to run through all that
track. Get back here at 9:15 to 9:30. Have to
stay
there at 10 before that. Go on here. Then go through this. Then, of course, start with the Republican governors. Then eat again, and then national over. I may have to cut that meeting down quite a bit. It's been the 5 o'clock. Can we just cut it out?
We don't have time.
Since he has asked for this time,
cut it out.
I think you might just call him and say, Walter, we have a problem here.
There's no problem. Let's just wait. We'll start that after California. But is the two thing, is there anything going on now?
We're negotiating.
That doesn't affect your trip to California.
No, it won't be until March. I said spring.
I know. So I didn't know,
after,
I didn't know whether maybe you had
to be after going to get it. It'll be after go over my air.
I see. Do you have any thought of going over to see Stennis?
God, I hadn't thought so about it.
Well, the only reason is if you...
I don't think so.
If you came up, if you decided to go, you'd have to go pretty soon, apparently, because he goes into a period of 5 to 10 days of very severe discomfort starting tonight or tomorrow.
Bob, I think it's overdoing it.
Cover two?
I think
you covered it.
I called her on the phone. And that's not. I ordered the FBI into the damn thing. They still put that out, I guess. And that is him. And I paid him tribute at the press conference. And I paid him tribute this morning. If you go too far.
It's overdoing.
I mean, also, if they should make some die or something, I think we'll be right there. No, I think we over. Johnson used to overdo all those things. You can do it, but do it once. I've done it 3 times now. That's enough.
Okay, well, I just. cut, they didn't carry that in the news conference. That, but it was a later story, and then they cut and ran a clip of the president on Stennis. And so you get playing through the rest of the news as well as writing as a lead story on its own. It's worth it. Saying this morning.